Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield hits a pop-up into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phelps for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wegman spins and fires to second, and Henderson is picked off. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Hassey for a passed ball. Sheffield moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Parker reaches second base with a double. Sheffield scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Parker moves to third. Brock moves to second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parker scores. Brock scores. Deer moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Sheffield. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Sheffield steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Parker reaches second base with a double. Sheffield scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Joe Klink now pitching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Deer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Deer moves to third. Jamie Quirk now catching. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Deer scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Brewers. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. Spears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Weiss. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Norris now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sheffield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. The umpire calls a balk on Norris. Sheffield moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing left field. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deere strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Phelps hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.